Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hey kids, you hate gender?
Yeah!
Then get the brand new, androgynous, action person, G.I. Pack!
Cool!
G.I. Pack gets rid of all the fun and excitement of G.I. Joe's and replaces it with self-righteousness and anger!
This dino won't tell me his pronouns! Take a risk, Nazi!
G.I. Pack comes with awesome accessories, like a commuter bike, a sword latte, and a cell phone with instant outrage self-reaction!
Pro-life people should die!
But look out! Here comes G.I. Pack's greatest foe!
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Mike Pence!
Mike Pence and the evil right-wingers! will stop at nothing to destroy GI Pack, and it's up to you to fight back.
I won't share a meal with another woman unless someone else is present.
Right side of history! I'm dead.
Now you know your gender identity, and knowing is half the battle. Get your machete!
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. We'll be right back.
everyone. Thank you for giving us a listen today. I am your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna. And, well, today is Monday. TGIM, everyone. Another broadcasting week is about to start for us here. We'll have Christina joining us here in just a moment. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share about today, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone. I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. And with that, I'll go ahead and bring in Christina. Christina, welcome.
Thanks for being here, everyone. Hi, Proof.
Hello again. What's the word on the street out there?
I guess the word trans. Trans seems to be taking over our country.
Yeah, I'm not quite understanding that, and it's not that it's taking over. It's just that the media is really selling it.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to take over, right. I know I said trans doesn't, you know, used to mean like movement. You know, like literally, like trans.
Well, in order to trans, I don't know if you saw the latest Broccoli Man. We're going to get to it here in just a moment since we're going to open the show with this. But in order to be a trans, you can't just go up to a podium and say that you're trans. You actually have to be in transition. And that's what the liberals don't quite understand. So you can't have certain belongings that are attached to your person if you're calling yourself a trans and you started out as a male.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Yeah, no, the latest I've heard that's crazy is trans-able. So
yes.
Basically it's,
yeah, that's been a thing for a couple of years.
Did you hear about
that?
But
now it's becoming a much more well-known thing, yes. So you have people that think it's that they were born to be blind.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Oh, and knowing our government, they'll start, you know, okay, you can, you know, identify as that. We will send you money. No doubt.
It's not fair to the five-year-olds to if a five-year-old wants to not have eyes, that you're making them have eyes until they're an adult.
Oh, yeah, literally. It's crazy. I couldn't believe that one. I mean, I knew it was going to open a can of worms, you know. No doubt. I knew that this was all going to happen, but just, I'm like, it's got to stop at some point. I was listening to Megyn Kelly, let's see, which one is it? It's one of her latest shows, and she had a hat made, and it's great, and it says, "Make women female again."
Yeah.
She was wearing it. She was wearing it at a swimming pool with somebody. I thought that was great. She said people went crazy.
I just think it's the dumbest thing that you had some trans people saying that if women don't want trans people to be in their sports, then they should have their own sports league. And it's like they already have their own sports league. It's called women's sports.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I mean, I just wonder the percentage of people that really are okay with men competing.
Less than
1%. Sports. Okay, I figured that. I mean, that's just ludicrous. I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever. So
what's next? You're going to have LeBron James playing in the Special Olympics for basketball?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's literally, it's just, I don't know. Are these people, I mean, are they just paying attention? I don't get it.
Well,
but
Dylan Mulvaney celebrated a whole year of acting as a woman. You should be proud of they. Because you don't know anything about being a woman. Dylan Mulvaney does. They've been a woman for a whole year now. You should celebrate.
I've gotten up to where I almost just ignore it now. I mean, it's such a circus. It literally is a circus. But it's becoming a dangerous one because, like she said, you know, you don't want some, I think it was, there was a shower, it was like at a high school after a game or something, and, you know, there were a bunch of freshman girls in their locker room showering, and an 18-year-old male identifying as a transgender with his heart comes in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's crossing the line. Because
well, not according to Democrats, because in Tennessee, they tried to ban that kind of thing. And I saw the video, I think, Saturday. And you had 27 Democrat lawmakers that said that it is not there's nothing wrong with men showing their junk to kids at drag queen story time. I mean, physically showing themselves.
And like, you know, like I point out all the time, it's like, why do they want to do that?
That should be the question. My whole thing is that if somebody wanted to come out and say that nudity laws are old, we need to allow people to be naked if they want to, I can understand that. But just saying that it's okay for a trans male to show their junk to kids, it's a completely wrong context, in my opinion.
Absolutely. 100% wrong. Yeah. No, that's no different than, I mean, remember when they arrested people for doing that back in, you know, 20 years ago, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Some kid do that. If he would have done that in front of a bunch of, you know, they would have arrested him. But now it's okay. Oh, not ever going to be okay with me. If I'm in a bathroom, a woman's bathroom, and there's a little girl in there, and somebody walks in like that, it won't be pretty. So I will politely ask him to leave.
And what if he says that it's his right because he's a woman now?
I don't know what I would do, but I wouldn't just leave him in there, that's for sure. Not if there's a child in there. I mean, that's just not okay. Maybe I'd probably scream and say he's attacking us something. I don't know, but I wouldn't just let it be. I mean, that's the problem. People have to stand up more. They're just too afraid to do anything. So wasn't there some type of an event at the White House this weekend?
Was there? I don't even know. I didn't pay attention.
So you didn't pay attention either? I saw something about some kind of White House dinner, and I wondered if it was, I'm sure that was.
I didn't think the Dark Brandon thing was funny, if that's what you mean.
The dark.
Nothing that Cole does is funny.
No, not at all. I mean, it's so scary. I posted that ad about, or that post on Facebook about this weekend, you know, going over to two of the the small town that I love to go to. And literally, the business, you know, there's so many storefronts, they're empty. I mean, he is just absolutely destroying small town America.
No, yeah, but it's loving and liberal, though.
Oh. And then I saw that, the FedNow thing that you brought up. Oh, my gosh. And you know what? They're going to just pull a ton of people in on that, making them think that they actually care about their business and are trying to help them, when all they're going to do is they're just trying to control them, get control of their business and everything they're doing.
Well, that's what it's for, and then everybody just accepts the fact that it's theft when it's no such thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're in all the big air in out here, all the nice areas. That every Smith's, which is equal to the Midwest Kroger, same company. Kroger is doing this in all their stores.
They've been, you know, woke for a long time. Did you see the did you hear the story about the lady? Did we talk about this already? That worked there.
No.
An older lady, she had worked at Kroger for years. I mean, you know, she had been there virtually working her whole life. And she was very, you know, very religious person and a traditional, you know, to where they have strong morals and rules and stuff. And, you know, they have to wear these aprons. And when the transgender thing started happening, Kroger told all their employees that they were going to have to wear, they had this little like button thing made up that was like rainbow and represented, you know, that group. And they told the Kroger employees that all of them had to wear it. And she went to her boss and she's like, I can't wear this. You know, it goes against what I believe. And this poor woman that had been there for so long, they fired her for not wearing that pin on her apron. And so she did get an attorney, though, and they went after, I guess, the CEO of Kroger, and they won. But you should have heard him. And, you know, they showed some of the testimony from him, and just playing dumb. I mean, it was just ridiculous. So,
what, they were trying to say they didn't know?
Yeah, he was kind of trying to play it off as though that's not the way it happened, or I don't know. It was just, I mean, you know how you can tell when people are not sincere, and he was just not sincere at all. He was just a jerk. So, but he did, you know, he did lose. But so Kroger, Kroger's been part of it for a while now. Which is kind of sad. I used to like Kroger, but I won't step foot in one now.
Yeah, it's just went yesterday, and half the store has stuff behind glass now. It's just the craziest thing.
So Kroger's doing that now. Is that just to keep people from shoplifting?
No, it's because if you saw my article from earlier today, it's about the digital currency. So at some point, there's going to be sensors on those doors, and you'll have to have a cell phone and the ability to have lifetime digital currency in order to open said door.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Well, there's another reason that I need to open a little natural market now. I mean, that's just crazy. I'm just not going to participate. Don't you have a lot of, well, maybe you don't. Do you have a lot of little natural markets around you or no?
Yeah, we have.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, there's Whole Paycheck, which I barely count anymore. There's Sprouts,
yeah.
There's Trader Joe's, there's Natural Grocers, there's Farmers Markets.
Okay, so you have
then
a smaller farm. That's what
then
I like.
Of course, if it comes down to needing one of those, then I can go to Imperfect Foods or Misfits Market or some of the other stuff.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have the Misfit around here yet.
So you can't set the. I thought they were in Missouri.
What?
Remember, they do home delivery. There's no physical location. They deliver to you.
Yeah, but I thought last time I checked, they didn't deliver to Cape. Maybe they might now. It's been a while.
Okay.
So they might now.
Well,
I
remind me later,
that.
And I'll give you a link. And if you can sign up, then that works because they're one of our affiliates for Freedomizer.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you have an affiliation code you can send with it or whatever?
That's what I was saying. Get with me after the show.
Yeah. Okay. Good
and
deal.
Imperfect
okay.
Foods and Misfits, they basically work together like a partnership. So if you have one, then it works.
Well, yeah, definitely send it to me because I'm always interested in that sort of thing. Right? Because I will order if I can. For sure. I've used Thrive a couple times, but they don't have much. You know, they're mostly packaged goods. So, is somebody calling in?
Not that I'm aware of right now.
Oh, okay. Mark said, I'm on and muted now. Oh, okay. He was supposed to call in. You can call. Let me, if you want. I wonder why he said I'm on and muted. Because he's got to call the number. I gave him the number, but I don't know. He's the one I told you would be great. I wish he'd be a co-host for one of your radio shows. The one you're looking for. He would be awesome.
Okay.
He's very much up on politics. He is a conservative.
We're also looking for people to have their own shows as well, because the more people on our network, then those people will find the other shows. So if somebody does call in, they could press the 1 button on their phone and I'll know that they want to get onto the show.
Okay. He's done a lot, and he's a single dad who went through a lot and has gotten even legislation passed for single dads to help them get more time with their children.
Okay. So if you ever have somebody that's a potential guest, let me know ahead of time so I can try to schedule them in. I do want to play the latest in Mr. Broccoli before we start thinking about taking calls and stuff.
Okay. And I know he wasn't, I don't think he had too much time, so I don't know if he might not have called yet. So anyway. just try it again. I don't know.
We'll take calls in like 10 minutes or so.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll let him know.
I try to at least open the show with us. I don't like to give people our opening time other than us.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I've had people, how come you had to play a song instead of putting me on the show? I wanted to come on right away. It's like, hey, it's 6:09. This is my show. But I try to make sure that everybody knows what you're trying to do this for the show, and I want to get my opening thoughts out there. Other than that, I let people talk forever.
I just told him that he's listening. And he said, I told him it'd be 10 minutes and you'll take calls. So hopefully he'll be able to call in then.
Okay.
So we're going to do Broccoli Man.
Yeah, I figured since we were talking about all that liberal stuff, not so much the Fed now. We can get into that again a little bit more later.
Okay. me see. I'm on. Okay, I've got it pulled up.
Okay. All right, so this is School Gene Therapies featuring the Millennials. All right, so I'll count it down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
So, Gemma, Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology says we need to get a new gene therapy within the next 10 days. You want to roll with me and Malik?
I don't know, B. Brandon said the COVID emergency is over. I'm not sure why they are still forcing the gene therapies.
Sugar, can I roll with you? I will go get my gene therapy with you and my life partner.
No, Mike. You are not allowed in my car. You bees is white. I don't let white people in my car. I am not a racist like you.
I understand. I am cursed with my skin color and there is nothing I can do to change it. I deserve every punishment I get because I do not have black skin.
I am so glad that SHIT charges white peoples more money than black peoples for educations now.
I agree. It is so loving and liberal.
My parent 1 and parent 2 said I am not allowed to get any more gene therapies. I hope I do not have to leave SHIT. I applied to go to Central University of North Tennessee. CUNT does not force gene therapies and make the students wear scams all day.
I'm not sure why you believe all that racist ish now. If you are skinny and you do not take gene therapies, and you do not wear a scam on your face, those are all microaggressions that show you hate black people. You need to show you are black by getting a gene therapy.
But sugar, I was told 47 gene therapies ago that any one I get I could die. I have already died several times and it is a miracle that somehow they were able to revive me. I am literally in the Guinness Book of World Records for most heart attacks by a single person, B. We just cannot do it anymore, player.
Tomorrow you quit trying to play your white privilege card. Only white people are trying to be as racist.
For real, B. I have had 76 gene therapies. I have ports and pick lines on my person. I have been dead way too many times. I want to stay alive and get my liberal studies degree. You forgot that I'm black and Puerto Rican? How can I hate black people if I am already black?
You little crybaby Biznitch. You need to show support for the Democrat Party by wearing a scam and getting your gene therapies. I know. It's that Green Jones again. That loser's a something ducker for real.
That person won't even tell us his pronouns. Plus he is very angry that I'm a trans and my girlfriend is trying to get me pregnant. Oh dear, I called my girlfriend the wrong pronoun again. I hate when she punches me in my ball sack and then I have to go to Amy at General Hopesville to get my junk fixed. Please, whatever you do, do not tell Malik that I called her the wrong pronouns.
You act like I care. You bees is white. So I have zero F's to give. Besides, I already sent their text and they said the Miss Finaletti feels them fists when they get home. I hate all white people because you bees is racists. I can't wait for Michael Robertson Obama bees as president. Then they will arrest everyone who bees is or acts white.
I don't know about that, B. Arresting people for having the wrong skin color seems kinda sketch and racist to me.
Then you shouldn't be as a racist.
I was told I would get a hood pass because I do drag queen story time and show my junks to the kids. Showing your junks to children makes up some of my privilege because I'm doing it for the children.
Yeah. Let me catch you doing that and you be arrested for many years. Maybe decades.
You need to stop being so genderist. Leave those black trans peoples alone.
I do not understand why you all want to show your junk to children. I can't go there, bro.
That is because you are too cisgendered. You don't know what it's like to be trans.
How would you know what it's like to be a trans? You still have your junk. You have not transitioned and have no plans to whack off your stuff.
That is none of your business. I can keep my junkins to be a trans. It's not fair that I cannot be on the woman's track and feel advanced because I have my junk. Discrimination sucks.
Dude, if you got rid of your junk, then wouldn't you be a trans? You would be transitioning then. I don't understand it, B. Because if you have a junk, then you never transient, player.
You are just upset that you do not get periods all the time like I do. I can't wait for Bud Light to put me on the beer cans. Just me and my girdle with my period showing on my panties.
That is gross, B. When I get my periods, I don't tell anyone. Unless I need to borrow a tampon.
You're no longer a Democrat, Chiamatta. You need to support Brandon no matter what.
That's not true, B. I like what Robert Kennedy Jr. is saying. He is against mandatory gene therapies and does not want to force everyone to wear scams on their face.
He sounds like a fascist dictator. I bet he does not even want to ban straight people getting married. I heard they want to pass a law saying if you are trans you can go completely naked if you like. If someone complains I am naked, I can just tell them I am trans. Then I can hit them with a hate crime and they will be arrested if they do not apologize and provide a discount for offending me.
We also need to ban all white peoples and cisgendered peoples from owning guns. You should only be allowed to own a gun if you are black trans. That is only fair.
But then wouldn't all criminals just say they are trans? Just like they do when they get caught with a crime and they ask to go into a women's prison?
You are just upset that when my girlfriend Alec commits a crime, she demands to go to a women's prison. She has gotten 3 other women pregnant already. Now only she can get me pregnant.
Hey everyone. Don't become liberals like these clowns. Get educated. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live for the Proof Negative radio show. He will keep you up to date on all the real news that all the fake news outlets are too scared to talk about. That is freedomizerradio.com.
Bleep anyone that is not for telling us what we want to hear. That's why I only support the people that fake news tells me to. If you are not for communism, then you are a fascist.
Okay, so your thoughts on that?
That was good. I hadn't actually even stopped and thought about that part, about how obviously if they haven't done anything, you know, to even start the real physical transition, then yeah, they shouldn't be a trans. I mean, because, you know, I mean, they can still cause harm to people, but I would think if once they start going through the transition and are literally changed, that maybe they wouldn't be as harmful, but I don't know. But no, I think that's a good point. I also like that you had another liberal person on that one that wasn't, like, you know, over the cliff yet, that they were trying, you know, that they were still, like, questioning those drastic views. I thought that was good. That was a good one. They're all good.
Well, just like that millennial that said that he only talks about his tampons when he needs one.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Ay.
So you want to introduce your friend to us?
Is he here? Mark?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Mark. So good to hear
you.
How
you doing?
Good. It's been so long since we've talked. Everybody,
I know.
This is Mark Ludwig. We go way back. We've even had ourselves recorded on CDs before at events. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we've known each other over 35 years now, almost 40 years actually. We've known each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
How can that be when we're only 42?
Yeah, right. Remember the, I can remember you, when I first met you, you were one of the first ones to have the cell phone in the car, the big one.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, with the bungee cord and mounted permanently in the car with a big old honking antenna that you had to unscrew every time you went through a car wash.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
1985.
Oh, yeah, wow. Those were great times, right? Compared to now,
gosh,
you can't even compare them.
Yeah, I would love to be able to go back.
No joke. So how I obviously didn't get to listen to your update on your legislation. Did you want to tell everybody a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, working on trying to make sure that kids have equal access to both parents after divorce or separation. Traditionally, for the last 40 years, one of the parents, usually the dad, but I'll fight just as hard for a mother because I'm fighting for the kids. But usually one of the parents is relished to an every other weekend visitor. And there may be situations where that needs to happen, but that shouldn't be the presumption. You know, it takes two parents to make a child. And, you know, regardless of how they feel about each other after the divorce, the child needs the input of both. You know, a dad can provide different experiences and value to a child's life than the mother can. And so, because people always ask me, you know, don't you want to get, you know, my son's mom out of his life? And I'm thinking, no, that's just as bad as what I went through on my side. Is for him,
exactly.
I want him to have equal access to both of us. And so I've been working on trying to get legislation passed. Very, very fortunate. Over the past, I guess, 8 years or so, I've gotten about 62 million views on my Facebook Lives and had over 80 pieces of legislation introduced in 29 different states, a couple of visits with the White House back when Trump was in. And this year we had a lot of progress made. So far we've passed laws in Kentucky, West Virginia, and Arkansas. And then last week we just passed in Florida. And Missouri will hopefully pass in the next 2 weeks. Been working for 8 years on this in Missouri, and it looks like Missouri's finally gonna pass. So we still have a long way to go. I know. Still have a long way to go, but we've made a lot of progress. And, you know, I watched what you did with, you know, with Jeff. You know, the two of you did a dynamite job of making sure that any of your differences were kept out of your girls' lives. And
absolutely.
Man, you guys were just a model of what should happen when a couple divorces or separates that really keeps their kids first. And unfortunately, we have a court system right now that there is so much money involved, both from Title IV-D, a federal funding mechanism that basically pays the court system to split families up, and from the family law attorneys that just make a fortune if they can keep that adversarial relationship. You know, I have so many of my followers that tell me, they'll say, you know, Mark, I didn't hate my ex near as much until I went into my attorney's office, and they said, you know, look, you're not going to get 50-50 in our state, so I need you to dig up as much dirt on your ex as you can to prove why you're a better parent. And I don't think there is a better parent. There's different parenting styles, but that's why opposites attract. You know, nature designed it so that you're attracted to your opposite for a reason, so that your strength compensates for their weakness and vice versa. And here's a couple at the most vulnerable point of their relationship, and they're coached by their attorney to fight instead of cooperate. And I just have to believe that if we can get these laws passed in more states, more attorneys will say, look, you're probably going to get 50-50 anyway, so you may as well put that money in your own college fund instead of giving it to me.
Oh, geez. No, that's true. They don't want people to get along and settle. You're right. They want it to keep going. They want to make all the money they can. That's
the problem. And the states are being compensated. There is huge federal funding that goes to the states. And I think, you know, I'm friends with Paul Kirtman, who used to be the chair of the Ways and Means Committee in Missouri, and he said, Mark, it's the only federal funds I've ever seen in my life that bypasses the state budget and goes directly to the courts that are making the decision on these cases. So the money bypasses the state budget, goes directly to the courts. Now, the judge can't increase their own salary, but they can hire more clerks. They can get office furniture, whatever they want. And the key is they have to collect more child support this year than they did last year, or they lose all of it.
Oh, my God.
So judges are basically encouraged, because if a couple makes the same amount of money and has equal time, there's really not a big reason for child support. The only reason for child support is if you can make one parent a visitor every other weekend, now you've got to monetarily compensate for that time, and that way you qualify for this federal funding mechanism. And as I said, if you lose all of it if you have a decrease in child support collections in your county over last year. So every judge, and if you talk to any attorney privately, they'll all tell you, oh, we all know that, but we just can't say it publicly.
There's
billions of dollars. So I am going to try working. Unfortunately, the current administration has not been very supportive of my efforts. I'm friends with Andy Biggs, who's the chair of the Freedom Caucus. He is a big supporter of mine. And he and I have met several times, so I'm going to start going to D.C. again in September, trying to work on the changes to fight Title 4D to see it. But it's going to be an uphill battle with the way the legislature's made up right now in D.C.
Yeah. Proof, did you want to say something?
No, I'm grabbing a link for us to talk about in a little bit here.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought I heard you. Okay. Wow, Mark. I mean, I just, you know, it's crazy that, first of all, I mean, we know on media, all they want to do is highlight everything that's wrong and highlight the people that are corrupt. You know, they want to give all the wrong people the attention. It's like, what a novel idea to start actually rewarding people for good things, for moral things, you know, for things that will make families stronger. And I mean, it's the devil.
Now, the big key is there's, you know, the media has a war on families, and the easiest way to put that, to institute that war on families is to remove the father. And, you know, when I was growing up, you know, the Brady Bunch, Father Knows Best, My Three Sons, Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
The dad was the pillar of the house. Now, every TV show, the dad is the butt of the jokes. And I have to wonder what my son thinks. Does he even want to be a dad when he watches every movie where the dad is the idiot, and then he sees how much effort I've had to go through to try and be a part of his life?
Yeah.
How many kids would want to be a dad going into that situation?
And the fact that you know, your son's mother just has constantly broken the rules and and doesn't have any consequences for it. You know,
that's
crazy.
What shocks me. I think, without going into all the details, she had kidnapped him for 204 days, said I had to track him down. 2 years ago, she was living with the most notorious bank criminal in Missouri history, to my knowledge. He got indicted for, I believe it was 9 counts of $10 million and up of bank fraud. He was CEO of and on the board of 3 banks that went under. And when he got out of prison, that's who my son spent more time with than me. And he got to make the, you know, I'd been trying to get Levi to be able to be on cross-country and basketball team for his school, and was never allowed to happen. And then all of a sudden, when Mr. Sean comes along and he recommends that Levi ought to be in basketball and cross country, he's allowed to. And think of the message that sends to a child. You know, my dad has no input in my life. A guy who got out of prison that's living at our house right now has more input in my life than my own dad does.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God. That had to be just heart-wrenching for you.
I don't go through all the details. I think you know a bunch of them, but it's been a weekly battle. 13 years now, and every single week I get hit with a new thing that just shocks the socks off me.
Well, I just think, though, Mark, you know, you're such a good father, and I think that Levi will definitely, he's going to inherit, or he's going to learn you. I mean, he's going to be more like you, trust me. I mean, I know it's scary and frustrating, but you know, he's your son, and there's a bond there. And I know, like, what you're saying is he's getting a negative influence there, but at the same time, I think it'll be okay. But but that has to be just heart-wrenching. I mean, yeah, I'm so sorry you've had to go through that.
Yeah, but like I said, on the bright side, we are making progress across the country, so
yes.
Really pleased that we've turned a negative situation into making a change.
Well, and I mean, you've done that. I mean, the work you've done is phenomenal. I mean, I
can't take all the I get a lot of the credit since I'm on the one on TV all the time, but there's a lot of great people that have done just so much work, you know, all of us collectively.
That's
fortunate
true.
To be a part of it.
Yeah.
All right, well, speaking of which, I do need to get hopping. I've got a bunch of things I'm working on, but I appreciate a chance to call in. And sometime I'd like to call in when you start talking about that digital currency, because that is scaring the socks off me right now.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want any part of it. So we've got to figure out how to do without it, and we will.
Scary thing.
Yes, absolutely. Take care.
All right, well, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, that was cool. Thank you for bringing your friend in here.
Yeah. He's been through it. And he's such a good guy, you know. But that's the way it is. Sometimes we have to go through a lot of that kind of stuff for some reason, you know. But he has a lot of friends and family and everybody that supports him too, so. But anyway, what company were we? I'm trying to think of, Mona B. Years ago, at first, when I first met him, we were doing Amway.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's how we met. So,
Amway, really?
And he was, you know, he was really good and had quite a following. And over the years, we tried other things. And then finally, we got into Mona B. And he started calling me the Aaron Brockovich of this area. And so I would go and speak at some of his events sometimes. And there was a couple times, there was one time I had to speak in front of about 200 people, and I spoke to him about cancer. So it was fun. So we go back a long way.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad he got to call in. He's so busy, but Michelle, maybe, we need to talk him into doing a show.
Hey, those are the people that say they're always busy and they're always doing stuff. Those are the people that are the best at the shows because they know how to hustle.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, and he does. He does.
And having a radio show kind of ties in everything that you're doing, and it just makes it more professional, like you're a subject matter expert.
Yeah, and, you know, he has, like I said, he has a lot of support, a lot of people that follow him. So I think it would be a natural thing for him to do. I really do.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to talk to him about that. But I felt so sorry for him. I think it was I'm trying to remember if it was the first year COVID hit. It might have been. He got so sick. And I think it was for about a month. And then a chiropractor friend of his literally, I think, came and got him, and it was somewhere maybe, it was like 5 or 6 hours away. The guy drove in to get him, took him back to his clinic and helped him, gave him some treatments and stuff, and actually helped him get through it. So that's, you know, that tells you the person he is, that people will do things like that for him. So, and he's he's in St. Louis, so he's not far from where I live either. It's just been a lot of stuff. So it was, that was good. Glad you called in. I mean, did you find something else for us to talk, or did you want me to?
Oh, there's definitely stuff to talk about today.
Okay. Yeah. So much. Did you hear about the shooting in Texas?
The one where an illegal and they're trying to say that he was a Texas man?
Yeah. And you know the scary part of that is now that the emergency thing is over, what did they say, like May 11th? That literally the borders are just going to be open.
Yeah.
All the restrictions and everything are going to be down, and we are just going to get flooded. And it's like, you know, you see things like that already happening, and we know all the other things that are happening. And it's, I don't know when people, you know, when is enough enough? I just, and I was, you know, Megyn Kelly, too, she ran, she took a bunch of the little flips of, you know, how the different Democrats like AOC and Maxine Waters throughout the past 3 years, you know, how they were inciting, literally. I mean, they have it recorded of them truly inciting violence and even killing in some situations. And they sit there on these media and these news stations, they sit there and literally say that it's us, you know, that Trump and that this person, all that, you know, the conservatives are the ones that are inciting violence. And they were saying Tucker, you know, is dangerous, lying and inciting violence. And I'm thinking, not once. I have not, somebody show me a conservative, one of them guys, show me one of those guys literally inciting violence like Maxine Waters and AOC and all the other ones that we do
have. Yes,
I have
want to know how Tucker Carlson is inciting violence.
Oh. I mean, it just is truly... It just doesn't seem real that they can just be that stupid or just that ignorant in thinking that, well, I say that, but then there are people that believe them. You know, they can sit there and watch Tucker and Trump and whoever else not say one word to incite violence and then sit there and watch Maxine Waters and AOC and everybody else literally sit there and say, you know, go to them and be violent and kill and do this and that. I mean, there's recordings, there's media of them saying these things, and they will sit there and still believe that the conservatives are the ones that are wrong and that are inciting the violence.
The fake news has they have the final say on the media, so they could spin it however they want.
Yeah.
So that's why they can get away with it, because no one's going to call them out.
Yeah. And what's the redhead that was the White House speaker. Yeah, they said her show is just, it just keeps going downhill. They said every week she just goes lower and lower. And I think she was the one that was saying that. That's who Megyn played a clip of, that she was saying, you know, that Tucker was inciting violence and all this stuff. And it's just, it's like, when will these people be held accountable?
Yeah, if you noticed in that cartoon how Sugar was saying that she doesn't let white people in her car because she's not a racist like white people are.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So exactly playing the race card.
Yep, yep. Yes. I guess we can't use, well, no, I'm not even going to say that. So it's a scary world, you know, and just like what Mark was talking about, the guy that his son's mother was dating, you know, and the fact that he got something done simply because of his status. I mean, it's just proof in every walk of life that money is what controls everything. We've got to get it changed, and we will, but it's just, I don't know when it's going to happen, but we just got to keep moving forward.
Did you see that that Hunter Biden went to court for child support, and he's trying to show how much of a deadbeat daddy is?
No. So how did it turn out? Did anything happen, or?
I didn't see yet.
Okay. No, I haven't seen much about him, to be honest. I don't think that the people I watch, I don't think they talk about him too much for some reason.
Well, yeah, because they try to pretend he doesn't exist.
That's true. That's true. Not a bad idea, but we still got to, you know, I say you got to get the truth out there, but it's like the truth is out there. It's just no one's doing anything about it. So, there was, what is the deal, and I got to check into this more too, about Trump and CNN. I saw something and I was like, what is that all about?
Oh, they're letting him do a speaking engagement on CNN.
Really?
Yes.
Are they setting him up, or what do you think is going on, or are they just trying to improve their numbers?
Remember, they have new ownership, if that helps.
Huh. Oh, my goodness.
Imagine if that gets like 10 million views, and then all of Fox News gets almost nothing because nobody's watching them anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Everything has to be about competition these days. Good grief. You know, I wish somebody would just step up.
I have to admit, I think it's pretty funny.
It is. It is, but why can't freaking wealthy conservatives, mega-rich conservatives, why can't they step up and start just, you know, helping us build another society? Put in a new media. And let's set up a new freaking government. I mean, seriously. And then just stop dealing with this one. I still think that's the best thing to do right now. You know, set up banks and just set up a society outside of all of this stupidity.
Oh, I agree, but unfortunately, I'm not somebody that can make that kind of change happen.
Oh, yeah, no, me neither. Oh, and you know, one of the other things, you know, you mentioned in your in Broccoli Man. You know, you were talking about how they were saying, oh, we have to go get another, you know, gene therapy. The one thing I don't understand is the Democrats pushing their own followers, their supporters, to go get more of those injections. I mean, what, are they trying to kill off their supporters?
Yes. And I wish I was being funny, but I'm not.
You know, that's what somebody at my came in today to the store, and we were talking, and that's what she asked. She's like, why would they do that? You know, she said, my brother tells me they were trying to kill us off. And I said, yeah, your brother's right. I said, depopulation. She said, you know, I had such a hard time even considering that. But she said, now not so much. Unfortunately, she had taken two of the shots, but she eventually figured out and said, yeah, I'm not taking any more. So she said she got so sick after both shots. She said, I felt so bad. And she already has an immunosuppressed, you know, body to where she's been fighting it for 15 years. And I'm thinking, oh. So. But then again, a lot of people were duped. I mean, it's easily done. All you got to do is scare somebody. You get to put the fear in somebody and they'll, you know, pretty much do anything. So there is a, I meant to tell everybody, they need to go to, it's called the World Freedom Declaration. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. So it's a We the People, like, declaration, and they're asking people to go to it and just to sign it. No money or anything like that involved. You know, they're just getting signatures. So it's, the website is International COVID Summit, SUMMIT.com/declaration. And if you go there, you know, you can sign it, you can read it. It's got the declaration right there on that page. And it's wonderful. I mean, it's trying to, I mean, the way it states everything, it's really, really good. So people need to go there and sign that. I mean, it'll be great. I hope that they just get so many people to sign. It would be awesome. We had at least 100 million or more. And I don't even know how many, like, signatures they get on things like that typically. That would be maybe a good bit of information to know. So let's see, I did that. And I don't know if I told you, but or if I sent it to you, I finally, those other two guys I listen to once in a while on YouTube, which have some really good facts and stuff and history, and their backgrounds are pretty intense, but it's called American Intelligence Media. Have you ever listened to them?
No, I never did.
Okay. It's just a good source of, you know, factual information and stuff. Nothing, no sensationalism, just good info. But, and then this is out of the political side and into the health side, but I was, there's also another doctor that I've followed for years that I wanted to mention, because he kind of he's researched cancer for years, since 1974. And have you ever heard of the Moss Report?
No.
Okay, so Ralph Moss. He's done these reports for years, and he has a YouTube channel too, which is called The Moss Report. But it's a good place for people to go because he kind of integrates kind of all the different modalities, conventional, integrative, natural, and he's done some really good research and studies to where they have, and I know with studies you got to take them with a grain of salt because a lot of times, you know, how they persuade studies, they usually direct them to come out the way they want them to come out, but he doesn't really have a reason to steer a study. You know, he's truly in it for the information, to research and find out the truth and what really happened regarding these studies. So, you know, he talked about stuff like turmeric, and they just did a study about olive oil and green tea, and, you know, they found out that the olive oil, which, you know, like, I've followed McDougall before too, and he doesn't like oils at all. But you know, olive oil, I've heard so many good things about. And my gemologist, you know, he's Persian, and he talks about olive oil all the time, about how they've used it and the healing modalities of it, and that it's truly good for so many things. And I know even Dr. Morse, you know, we've talked about it for, I think it's gallstones, and just different things. Olive oil is very good for, but the study, one of the latest studies they've done on it, showed that it really, really helps with cancer. So, and he's not talking like cooking with it much and stuff. He's talking about literally getting, you know, high quality, good grade, extra virgin olive oil, first press, obviously, preferably, and using it more probably, you know, in like salads and stuff like that, not necessarily cooking it. You can, I think he said you could heat it a little bit, you know, maybe saute something lightly, and the polyphenols and the good components of it will still be there. But I like to hear that because it's just so difficult to cook sometimes, sauteing stuff without the oils. And, you know, in the vegan world, especially the ones trying to lose a lot of fat and weight, they don't want you even using any kind of oil or fat.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to make food taste good sometimes without it. So. But, I just wanted to share that with everybody. Boy, we know cancer it's increased the occurrences of it, which I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. The way that our food's being attacked, and now they've, you know, injected everybody with the gene therapy, and it's worse all the time. So, and I didn't, did we, I don't remember when that happened. Did we talk about, I think we talked about that last week, didn't we?
About
did
what?
I mention about the cows burning up? Did I mention that last week?
Not that I remember.
Have you heard about it, that there were, was it 18,000? I want to say there was 18,000. Now I forget because I already put that information away. But literally, they burnt up they were dairy cows. And I think it was at nighttime. I think there was one person there looking over them, and something caught on fire. And literally every one of them died. They burnt up. And they said that the screams of those poor cows, they said it was just heart-wrenching. They have a video of it, and I couldn't even listen to it. I mean, it was just awful. And that's why, you know, I said, there's the perfect example. That should never happen. Never, ever happen in a country like this. I mean, that's crazy. And it just is farther proof that we should not have the factory farming like that. I mean, that's what's wrong. It's like, if you're going to drink milk, you know, if you're going to do that, try to find small dairies and support them. You know, everybody needs to start supporting the small businesses and small farms and find ways for your community to start raising money to help promote people to start farming again. I mean, if I had the knowledge, I literally would try to go buy a small farm and probably start doing that. I mean, I wouldn't let anybody kill my cows.
Right.
Sorry. But, you know, people have to realize that our pocketbooks really are what guide what's going on in this country right now. I mean, you got to make the effort. You got to make the effort to start doing not a little better, but a whole lot better. So, I don't know. It's just hard to understand why things like this are just so clear, like to us, and so easy to see, while others just are so blind to it. I mean, I guess a lot of people just really don't care, you know, about all those cows burning up. I guess they just don't care. I don't know. But I have to think that most people do, though, you know? They just don't think they can do anything about it, I guess.
I think most people don't even know.
I agree, because that was the thing. The media didn't really cover it.
They're talking about banning all kinds of animals, but they want to bring the woolly mammoths back.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why didn't the media cover it? And it was 18,000. I had it right. But it was Holstein. Is it Holstein or Holstein? And Jersey cows.
Okay, yes.
And then it was South Fork Dairy Farm near Dimmitt, Texas, 70 miles southwest of Amarillo. And now they, like they said, you know, they're disposing of 18,000 carcasses. I mean, that's just crazy. Should have never happened. Never. No excuse for it. They're going to try to blame it, you know, on the methane, I'm sure. Say that was the reason.
Yeah,
no doubt.
The woolly mammoths won't have any carbon footprint.
Yeah, no joke. Ah. Oh. Good grief. Yeah, okay, I had that right. That's what I thought, 18,000. Yikes. All right, let me get rid of that and that. Oh, and then and a couple other, don't mind me mentioning, these are just nonprofit organizations that, you know, I love the ocean, and I think most people do, but I know I'm sure you've heard of 4Ocean, right?
Probably not.
See, isn't this crazy? Companies like this that are out there, I mean, doing so much good. The media, where's the media? The media needs to step up and start covering stuff like this and promoting these type of things. But 4Ocean, they had, when I opened my store in 2019, I think they had been around for about 2 or 3 years,
So it was a couple young guys. We just started cleaning up the ocean, and then they started making these little bracelets. They had the, they made them out of like thread, and then they had little clear beads on them. And then they had this, they made this little symbol. So if you want to look it up, it's just the number 4 and then ocean.com. And so I sell their little bracelets in my store, but it's not, I'm not promoting my store. This is just a, you know, you can order them off their website. It says,
If you're at your store, that's why you're here.
Oh, well, one bracelet represents the removal of 1 pound of trash. So what they did is the plastic, those little clear things, were made out of the recycled trash, like whatever they pulled out of the ocean, they were making into these bracelets. And so now they've gotten more sophisticated, but, you know, now since when COVID hit, you know, they had removed so much trash, and it was, they were doing so well. And then obviously when COVID hit, it was like it just dumped probably, you know, 10 times more than what was in there with all the masks and all the, just all the junk, you know. Don't get me started on that end. You know, this green climate stuff. Like, really, give me a break. Oh, the last 3 years you've promoted so many things that are so horrendous to the environment. And, I just want to scream sometimes. But yeah, 4ocean.com, so that if people out there, if they really care about the ocean and stuff, these guys are doing great. They've gotten really big. They're in, you know, lots of different countries now, and it's literally just people, you know, going together and working. I know when the hurricane hit Key West, what was that, 2 years ago, the real bad one? Well, maybe that was 3 years ago. I don't remember. You know, they were there helping to clean all that up and everything. And it's amazing what all they find. But great organization. And then also the other one is seashepherd.org. And it's just S-E-A, you know, like a C, and then shepherd, S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D.org. So both of those organizations are doing a lot of good. I know the Sea Shepherd one. There's actually a movie, a documentary you can watch. They also, Sea Shepherd, they don't just clean up the ocean. They are actually out there. Their ship is really cool, too. It's kind of like a pirate ship. And they go after poachers, and, you know, they're trying to stop that. And so there's one protecting the species by literally trying to stop the people that are killing the life in the ocean. And then obviously 4ocean is trying to clean up their environment. So anyway, two wonderful companies. If people want to get on those sites and try to support them.
So I saw while we were talking that Gordon Lightfoot passed away today.
Gordon Lightfoot. Is that Gordon Lightfoot?
A country singer?
Oh, Lightfoot. Okay, you had I was thinking of the wrong person. Okay, so how old?
84.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Was it, did they say what the causes were, or do we know if he had received the gene therapy?
Oh, I don't know. He's 84 years old.
I know.
At some point, yeah, I'm not going to say it was the gene therapy. It was 84.
No, that's... Yeah, when you said 84, that's what I'm thinking. It was just probably older. I mean, that's a very, mid-80s is a very common age. for people to journey on.
I just remember the song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which back then there was a bunch of sad songs like that.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have to listen to some of his songs, because I don't know that I'm real familiar with him, to be honest.
Sundown? Okay. He's from the 70s.
Okay. I mean, I love 70s music.
Yeah,
probably
like
once
country music kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't necessarily look to listen to 70s country. I mean, I like country music. But
no,
70s
he had some pop hits too, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not really a country music person, but I know that he kind of crossed over to all the charts.
Well, I'm going to have to, yeah, pull up the songs and see what I know. I'm sure once I listen, I'll be like, oh, yeah. So I have the satellite radio in the store, and I always have the 70s radio station on. I love it. That's great music. Good old days. And good music.
Yes.
Can't say that we have the same level of music these days.
I don't know. The 60s, 70s, and 80s all had their various great music, so it's hard to pick one of those three decades for genres.
Yeah. I think I just liked the style of the 70s the best for some reason. I just really did. I mean, yeah, you're right. The 80s had some great music too, but I really liked the 70s.
Well, the 60s had their own various styles, not just the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, but they started the progressive rock era.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true.
And then whatever genre you want to call Ina Garten Divina, that was its own thing.
What was that?
In the Garten Divina, I don't remember the exact name, but they were Iron Butterfly, was that?
Not sure.
The Doors and that psychedelic rock kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock, they were another one.
I heard of that one either. Okay.
Then there was Q and the Mysterians. I remember them.
Yeah.
96 Tears, that was a good song.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't want to know more 60s music than you.
Well, I love music, but I wasn't the type of person that, just listen to it all the time and stuff like that. I knew all that stuff, you know. I've been around people that did, and I think it seems to me that that's more of a guy thing.
I don't know. I was just a chart historian, so I was just fascinated by Billboard charts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. So, yeah,
I'm friends with Casey Kasem's daughter, Carrie Kasem, and she hasn't been
really?
On the show in a couple of years.
Oh, neat. So has she got a great voice, too?
Yeah, she's done a health and wellness radio show for a while.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. You'll have to send me her information. That would be interesting to see.
Well, she's on my Facebook friends.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, I was trying to think what it was. Oh, you know, Robert F. Kennedy, you know, people have been kind of attacking him, saying, oh, you know, he's for the climate stuff too. But he's on the other end of it. He doesn't, you know, obviously he's against the jab. And he is more for going after, like, the chemical companies and you know, pesticides and stuff like that. Not necessarily, I think, for, like, well, as far as oil, I guess he probably is on board maybe a little bit with that, but he is definitely on board with going after some of the true, you know, environmental threats, like the big corporations that are just, you know, spewing poison everywhere. I mean, it just gets to be too much sometimes.
I am wishing him well in the Democratic primary. I just don't think he's going to get it.
No, because, yeah, they don't want him in there. I mean, unless, no, I just think that's too many of the Democratic Party.
Hey, at least Trump took the Pfizer money.
Yeah, right. Right.
At least they know they can count on Trump to get those gene therapies out.
You know, that is still to this day. That makes me question him. You know, if he hadn't done that, if he hadn't promoted the gene therapies, you know, if he hadn't taken the money from Pfizer, you know, there's some, if he hadn't let Fauci get up there and tell everybody what to do, I mean, I just, some of the things he did were really stupid. You know, if he hadn't done those things, if he had done the right thing, he would have been reelected. It was the way he handled things that screwed everything up. I mean, he could have prevented the lockdown. He could have prevented the man, you know, he could have prevented a lot of that.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He didn't. So, I don't know. And them talking about Tucker running for vice president, I'm like, what? I'm like, where does that come from? He's not a politician.
Tucker Carlson's not going to be a vice president.
No, exactly. I was like, that makes no sense. So, some of the things coming out of Trump is just, he just doesn't learn.
With that being said, he's still the best option at this point, but
absolutely.
Somebody proves otherwise.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, I would take DeSantis too, but then I know there's things with him too. So I don't know. I don't know if we can have a good president. I mean, I guess because I followed Robert, or, you know, I followed Kennedy for several years. And I do like a lot of what he represents. I don't like that he's part of the Democratic Party because they have become so crooked and evil.
Yeah, but maybe it's good he's part of the Democratic Party because then maybe that will give the Democrats a chance to get refocused.
That's true. And that's what I'm hoping, that he will spark, you know, spark the good.
But if he finishes second to Brandon, all of it's for nothing. Because it's the Kennedy voters will not just, oh, well, Kennedy, he didn't make it. Let's vote for Brandon. You're not going to have that.
No. No. If they put Brandon up again, I will know that the whole thing is truly just rigged. There is no legit way that anybody would put him up to run for president again. I mean, there's just no way. He's not, his mind isn't there. His health isn't there. I'm sorry, but no.
But that's why he'll get elected, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they're, and I believe they are, I believe that they're truly trying to ruin this country. They're trying to bring our country down. I mean, I have no doubt. So if he gets nominated, we will know. We will know for sure.
Oh, yeah. If he gets the nomination, I think Brandon, with no help from the studio audience, a.k.a. the people that are going to vote for Trump, all of that will be for nothing, because I don't think there's any way in the world, when they're this close to making us Venezuela or worse, that they're going to let someone else come in and jump in and change it.
Right. Ugh.
They could smell the death and destruction and the despair. They're not gonna get rid of that now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the World Economic Forum. I mean, you know, I keep, you know, in my mind, it's like, no, they don't have the power. They can't do this. But at the same time, there's the people that are running the administration right now, and people that can make some of these things happen, they are allowing, you know, what they want to happen. So I believe more and more people are going to start stepping up, though. I mean, like they said, the day that a family, you know, the last three meals, when a family, when parents cannot feed their children, you know, when they go without three meals, they said, then it's going to break loose. Because when you can't feed your family, you know, you're not going to sit there and and just okay, no, they're gonna take care of us. You know, no. When your children haven't had, when they're starving to death and haven't had three meals, I think they have no idea the lions that are gonna wake up.
I think they do, and that's why that they're going to get ahead of it now.
How do you think they're going to get ahead of it?
Oh, by striking down the currency and forcing, if they control the money, they can control the narrative.
Well,
there's not going to be enough of us.
That's true.
And we've already proven that.
Yeah. Mm.
All they have to do is say Brandon wants to see everybody wearing scams tomorrow, and enough people will do it.
Oh, where was I today? The little health food store here in Cape that I shop at. I don't know. I'm not going to judge, but There was a family checking out in front of me. Both the mom and the dad had the heavy-duty masks, you know, the black ones, and they were I forget what you call them now, but they both had them on. Their children didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they both had the masks on. And literally this, you know, there was maybe five people in the store. So I'm just, I don't know. Oh. I would love, I wish I could, and I'm not being mean when I ask. I just would really like to know why. I mean, if, I just don't know how they can stand it. Anybody that's ever had to have one of those things on their face, I mean, it's awful. You know, I can remember when my grandfather...
At this point, they're showing that they are completely supportive of the Democrat Party, so that's why. They're wearing a political symbol on their face, and they're proud to do it.
Oh. I mean, it almost would have to be. I know the lady today, she told me, you know, she did believe that masks did protect you a little bit, and I didn't say anything. I was like, yeah, well, you know, that's your choice. But when people, the problem is, like I've always said, most people don't research. They don't know the scientific facts about masks, and they were so construed the past 3 years. There were so many lies about them. You know, so the people that don't really know any better, and they're telling them, oh, it's science, and there was absolutely no science. I mean, you know, that's so easy to debunk. It's so easy to prove that there was no science that took place the last 3 years of COVID.
No,
I mean,
Pfizer paid for the science, so yes.
Oh, I mean, they didn't do anything remotely scientific, I mean, in the beginning of what you should do in something like that. I mean, oh, don't even get me started there. You know, they did everything the opposite. Like, no autopsies. I mean, that right there had to show you that, you know, it was just a scam. Who knows? But I still, you know, when people find out, well, I don't know when the insurance thing is going to kick in, because you got to think about if the deaths have increased last year, the past year, or whatever, I forget the month, but if they have increased 40%, it's got to cause a huge increase in life insurances. So I guess if you've already got life insurance, maybe they can't raise the rate, but I would think for new people coming in getting life insurance, I would think that the rates are going to be sky high to compensate, or they're just going to go bankrupt, you know. Not sure how that's going to work, but... What about Elon Musk's rocket blowing up? You know, isn't it crazy the amount of money that it took to do that? It just blew up. It disappeared into thin air. And, you know, but did it really disappear? You know, you got to wonder. Do all those contaminants?
Yeah, but I guess I look at it. It wasn't like he did it on behalf of a government. He paid his own stuff.
That's true.
So I'm not going to hate on that.
No, I'm not going to hate on it, but I'm just, it's just kind of frustrating that kind of money is, I hear what you're saying. You know, it's his own money, and it's like it's his toy.
Yeah, if I didn't have to pay for it, I don't care.
Yeah, that's true. I just don't, but, you know, but I have to wonder if it affects our air. I don't know.
Probably not much more than an airplane would, that doesn't have chemtrail spray in it.
I guess. Very true. And, you know, that's the other thing with these chemtrails. It's like they're doing all that, and then they're talking about all the green stuff and the fuel. Do they not realize that all these planes, small planes flying around doing that, are they not, like, polluting with exactly what they're complaining about?
Well, it doesn't matter because they can't yell at the public for it.
Yeah.
So if they could tell you the problem is cows and then we need to start killing all the animals.
Oh.
And there's too much carbon dioxide on the earth, so we have to chop down all the trees and bury them. That's what they're saying. But they want to regrow woolly mammoths, the same people.
The stupidity is endless. That is for sure. Oh, I like this. RFK said, there is no time in history where the people censoring speech were the good guys. That's a good one. Boy, is that true. Have you been keeping up with, like, Ireland?
Oh, about how they, their freedom of speech issues, yes.
Yeah. It's crazy over there, the violence and everything. You know, it seems like Ireland has always been a violent country. It seems like they've always had so much turmoil. But I didn't realize until COVID hit that they still definitely have their problems. And then I saw, I also, Megyn Kelly had on some of the, a lot of transgenders, you know, that did go through everything and now regret it. I saw some more. I know I talked about a few of them last week, but there was something on, I don't know if it was Megyn or somebody else. I'll have to look it up again. But just discussing about, you know, how it happened and everything. And it was just awful how they were really steered in the wrong direction. You know, she's like, I wish I would have listened to my mom. I chose to listen to my peers instead. But she did say, you know, early in her life, she had depression. And, you know, and that's what they don't talk about. It's like they're not finding out the reason why they're depressed, you know, because they've got to do that before they start going this other direction. But she said she was depressed, and instead of somebody addressing that, her mother took her to a doctor, and they immediately put her on psychotropic drugs, and then she said it just numbed me, you know, and that's what those medicines do. That's what people have to understand. They make people zombies to where they don't care. And that makes them dangerous. Because if they get psychotic thoughts, you know, why won't they act on them? They don't care. They're not going to care if they hurt somebody or whatever. So she said, you know, so I was numb, that I was still depressed. And she said, then I got online and I start getting attention from these, like, transgender groups. And they're like, well, have you ever thought that maybe, you know, you shouldn't be a girl? And she said, you know, she's like, well, you know, and anyway, they kind of steered her into that direction. They're like, well, if you've even had even a remote thought about it, you know, you need to go to that type of person, a doctor, and talk about it. And that's what happened. You know, her mom took her to somebody who she thought was going to help talk her out through this, and they ended up putting her on testosterone, and then it was a nightmare from there. And, you know, and she said at one point, she said, I was so sick of giving myself shots. You know, every day I had to give myself a shot. And she said, and take all these pills. And she said, I realized I was going to have to do that for the rest of my life. And she said, I finally went to my mom. And she said, I said, I'm sorry. You know, I should have listened to you. And she realized she had made a mistake. And she said, when I went back to the same person that got me on all this stuff, you know, she said, I went back to her thinking that she would help me go back. But she said, no. She said, you know, they can help you go the wrong direction, but when you decide that this wasn't for me, they can't help you. They can't help you go back the other direction. But they did finally find another doctor that is helping people, you know, get back to their true physical, biological set.
Oh, believe it or not, I'm working on 6G right now.
Yeah, but I think I heard somebody say that that's not possible. I'm trying to remember why, but I think they said, yeah, they said we couldn't handle it or something. But they said about 5G too. Who knows?
Well, yeah, but they don't expect us to live much longer, so they'll have their 6G.
Yeah. Well, I just, all this stuff, you know, people are just too dumbed down. They're too busy, so they don't have time to keep up with the facts and with the real science and all this stuff.
No, translation, they don't want to have time.
Very true. You're right, because if people truly cared, they'd find time to do it. You're right. You're absolutely right. But, I mean, you know, they just have to realize hormones are so dangerous. And like they were saying, you know, they were talking about how you can give, like, a female testosterone, but they said a female is not built. They don't have all the gear to handle that. So they're not going to, it's not going to work. It's never going to work. I mean, people have to understand that. You can't ever truly change a person into the opposite sex. I'm sorry. But it just is not possible. Not possible. And I'm surprised there's not, I'm actually surprised that there's not gay people standing up and saying, this is wrong. You know,
well, there are. You have Bruce Jenner out there.
That's true. But now, wait a minute. But now, he's not gay.
No, but that pronoun is trans.
Okay, so he, yeah. So did he have the physical transformation?
I don't know one way or the other.
Okay. I don't think he did. I think he just did the top. So I don't know. That's just so weird to me. That just is so weird. So it's like, okay, so who does he date? Does he date gay women? Or I don't understand. I just don't understand. The whole thing is just, oh. I think it's just, what would you call it? Basically perverted behavior, or if that's even a word.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, in most cases, I think that's what it is, you know? I really do. So what about our, where is it? Is it Sudan? Where they're trying to leave the Americans again? That, did you hear that? I think it was Sudan where they were pulling, like, I guess our military out, and they're just going to leave the American people over there to fend for themselves.
That's what I heard.
Like like an Afghanistan thing again. I guess maybe if some of these Democrat families are over there, maybe it'll hit home and they'll maybe wake up from this fairy tale that they seem to be living in. Are small businesses around you, are more and more of them going out?
Well, I haven't noticed too much here because there's still people moving here, but I'm sure that'll change.
Okay. Yeah. I know my friend, she's coming out there with her kids in, I think, May 12th through the 15th. She was, I think I told her she's going to they're going to some concert, and it's by, let's see, I forget what the area is called, but, is it Resort World, Las Vegas?
Yeah, there's a Resort World, yeah.
Okay. I think I told her they should probably just stay there at the Hilton. I guess that's a nice place. It's been a while.
Yeah, what used to be the Hilton is no longer the Hilton.
Well, it said that there's a Hilton inside of it.
Oh, yeah, that. Okay. No, that's I think that's right. I don't. Once you live here, you don't really go to the Las Vegas Strip that much.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I wouldn't either. Actually, the last time I was there, I didn't even stay. I stayed at the Green Valley Ranch in Henderson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I stayed at. It was a nice hotel. Enjoyed that. But I was there training for that electro body sculpting thing. With Roby and Rhea Pauta. Oh, goodness. Oh, that was 20 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that was at least 20 years ago. It was a long time ago. So, but it was interesting. Rhea and Roby Talta are their names. They're from South Africa. They've been in the States, though, for a long, long time, and they've been in Vegas for years. That's where... Well, they live in Henderson, too, but they have, that business, Madame and Monsieur, to where they do the electro body sculpting. It's a neat product. It really is. You had 12 leads, and from this machine, he had this machine developed that had three different frequencies, and you would put on 12 pads on 12 different muscle groups in the body. And then you would hook these 12 leads up to each pad. And these leads on the pad, it was the machine, the first frequency was like a warm-up. So it would, your muscles would literally start contracting. And it was like they were warming up. And then the middle one was like the workout, the strong one. And you could adjust it as strong as people could handle it. And you did that for an hour. Each session was 20 minutes and the frequencies. And it really worked. It would take inches off people. It was like getting a workout without you actually doing the work. It was great for some, yeah, it was great for somebody that, like, had maybe broken a leg. And you know how the leg will atrophy when you're walking on one leg and the other one you can't? So you could go in there.
I had a walking boot on for a little while. I had two, actually, up for a one.
Oh, okay. Well, if the doctor would have okayed it, see, you could have gone there and he could have put those leads on your muscle and actually have it work.
Well, we never discussed that until today. And by the way, today is my first day where I'm bandage free.
Yay! Oh, my gosh. I bet it feels great. I mean,
I am going to need minor surgery, though, and that'll be in a few months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what kind of, are they doing bone or just tissue or?
No, my fourth toe goes a couple different directions, and the only way to fix that is minor surgery. I'm not even going to stay in the hospital.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Or do they have to put you out, or is it just kind of a local anesthesia?
I don't know.
You know what's interesting? You need to find this gal. So there is on the TLC channel, there is a surgeon. She does cosmetic surgery. Maybe you've seen it, without putting people out. They're awake.
Yeah.
It is the craziest thing. I watched it for the first time last week. I was watching Dr. Pimple Popper, which I love watching Pimple Popper. I can handle that stuff. And after her show, this show came on. And this lady literally, I mean, she took, like, people that have lost a lot of weight and, you know, they have the saggy skin. She literally brings them in and she numbs them up, and then sometimes they give them a little bit of gas, and they do this tapping thing on them, but they literally cut the skin away with them wide awake.
Hmm.
I mean, it is nuts. And this one lady went in there, and she had lost a ton of weight, but she still had some fat and saggy tissue under her arm. So, and she didn't want to be put out for surgery. It scared her to death. So she was the perfect candidate. And literally, she brought her in, and one arm at a time, she would, she numbed her, she liposuctioned, and then she would cut the skin away and stitch her up. I mean, it was crazy. But it worked. I mean, it literally worked. I said, now, if I had to have, I could do that because I don't want to be put out either. I really don't. And I just, I think for her and, like, for Dr. Pimple Popper, I think what they're doing is amazing because Dr. Pimple Popper, I mean, when you see some of the cool people that come on her show that have had to live with these horrendous, you know, large bumps, like on the back of their neck where they can't even lay on their back, or just somebody's other spot, and no doctor has ever tried to do anything for them. And then she, you know, removes that, gives them their life back. I mean, it's amazing to me. But I wish they would talk about why that stuff is there. I guess that's another show, but they never discuss that part. But it's just, I think it's pretty cool. Pretty nifty.
All right, there was a couple of videos I wanted to share here.
Okay, sure.
I wanted to share this earlier, but we got sidetracked. There's a guy that really made some liberals angry over the weekend that I wanted to show you. It's less than a minute.
Okay, sure.
I definitely think this is hilarious.
Professor Brian Webb announced publicly on social media that he now identifies as a lesbian woman of color. If he were serious, I'd sing his praises. But instead, I know better.
In none of my jobs in the last 21 years, and that is many,
many jobs would I have been permitted to mock and disrespect my customers. And if that were true, we would all be proud of you, and no one would be denying your right to do such things and to identify by your heritage. But your open mockery of these communities is insane.
In order to demand for the resignation of Ryan Webb, the post Mr. Webb made on April 12th were offensive on many levels.
After hearing these complaints, Ryan Webb responded,
I'm being dead serious. You don't get to question me. You do not get to require proof from me. You were part of the movement to help establish these rules and set the bar.
Touche, Councilman. Touche.
Oh, that wasn't even the right clip. So this guy said that he was a trans female.
Okay.
And then they were complaining, and he said, why is it that everybody's allowed to change their gender but me?
Okay, so now who, the guy that's not the transgender said that?
All right, maybe I shouldn't have shared it. Not you, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that what I had, I thought, had more questions than answers. I didn't have the right clip.
Okay, because I was like, I'm confused.
But it was on the news that this guy... let me see if it's on the Gateway Pundit still, because that's where I found it.
Okay.
All right, so while I'm doing that, so let me play Joe Rogan and Tulsi Gabbard talking about the central bank digital currency.
Oh, good. I love Tulsi. Okay, great.
This is where we are headed if we don't change course.
Yeah, I'm concerned about all that, and I'm concerned about the lack of understanding that people have about the implementation of things like a digital currency that is centralized, that's controlled by the government.
Right.
That scares the shit out of me.
Absolutely.
Because that's what we're... And Maxine Waters, who has been promoting this, said that we need this to compete with China, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
It's like saying we need communism to compete with communism.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
If you want to compete with communists, you have to be a communist. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, digital currency that's centralized by the state is terrifying because they'll connect it to a social credit score system.
Yeah.
If they connect it to a social credit score system, Tulsi Gabbard, I don't like what you said on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go and eliminate your ability to fly.
Right.
You can't fly. You can't travel. You
right.
can't buy gas anymore.
Yep.
Which is... what they do
all
in China.
It's all within the realm of possibility. And you look at that, and what is the recent thing of, I think Elizabeth Warren was pushing for credit card companies to start tracking people who buy ammunition and firearms and report
Visa
that to the government.
Visa is going to change the way they categorize gun sales. So they'll put gun sales in a different realm of of regular sales, which is... to let people know, like, hey, we're watching
you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And not just because, like, oh, well, I'm just curious. No.
No.
There's a regulatory follow-up action to that violation of privacy.
Do you have any good news? Is there anything happy you can talk about, Tulsi? When you and I talk outside of this, it's always very happy. You're a happy person.
I am a happy person. I'm full of aloha, Joe. That's why I'm warning people about the impending doom of where our leaders are taking us. And really, it is that it's that care for each other and for our planet and our future that should require that should encourage us to be involved and to be engaged. And as disheartening as our election systems and politics can be, we've got to know that we have to be the change. No one else is going to come and save us. Our founders envisioned this country as a country of, by, and for the people. Many in our government have forgotten that, unfortunately. They're not going to wake up one day and magically remember. It's up to us to bring about that change. And the system that our founders set up for us, it has its flaws. We've got a lot of work to do on it. You know, with the money, lobbyists and PAC money infecting our, corrupting our politics, election integrity, making sure that, people are actually trusting the system and that their votes will be counted as they were cast. So there's work to do, but these changes can only come about when we are all informed and engaged in the process.
Okay, so there they go talking about the central bank digital currency.
Yeah, I've heard her talk about that before, and I mean, it's just crazy. This is one of those times where the people that have failed to do the right things with their pocketbook previously, this is a time where, I mean, they really can't fail this time. I mean, I hope that people are spreading the word enough to let people know how dangerous this is. I don't know. I really don't know the state of most people regarding that issue. I mean, most of the people I ask, you know, most of the people that I know are not for it. But like you said, the minute they start saying, well, you can't get your, you know, you can't get your government money until you sign up for this. And I'm waiting for that to happen. I was actually afraid, and I was ready to go get an attorney if it happened. But, you know, I got to thinking about my mom, and, you know, like, she's on Social Security now. You know, she's obviously retired, and I'm thinking, what if they try to force her to get that shot? And they say, you know, you can't, people on Social Security, you can no longer get it unless you get that gene therapy. I was ready. I thought that's probably going to happen. That's going to be one of the, you know, the additional steps. Thank God it did it. But I still don't throw that out because everything else they've done. But they might literally make, I bet you they make people that are receiving Social Security somehow sign up for that. In fact, I wonder if, I don't think so. I don't think, because I was wondering if they, mom just had me help her do some, she got a new card for some reason. But I don't think it had to do with the FedNow thing. But I don't know. I mean, that's a very big possibility. No doubt. We were just talking. Somebody came in the store the other day. They were talking about how pathetically they take care of the military still. And they were saying that, you know, most military, their families, they still have to, like, the other parent work, and they still even have to do food stamps. Like, how can that be? We have, you know, now I'm not a big promoter of war, but I do realize, or, you know, yeah, I think wars are not good for anyone.
Hey, just think, there are families that can make $108,000 in San Francisco and get food stamps.
What?
Yeah, rent is $5,000 a month for a two-bedroom apartment.
Jeez.
And it's so loving and liberal up there, so they get food stamps, even though both people might make $55,000 in a year.
Goodness.
Yeah, I know with my salary, I couldn't afford a $5,000 two-bedroom apartment in San Francisco.
Yeah, no. I bet not.
Because that's about what I would make in a year.
Wow.
At my day job.
Good grief. That's crazy. I hope brother...
The state tax alone in California is more than most countries' entire income tax.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Like Russia, for example, the California state tax is either 18 or 20% or something crazy like that. In Russia, the entire tax, it's a use tax. You pay 15% when you buy stuff, and then that's it. There's no income tax.
So you just... is it on only new purchases or used too?
That I don't know exactly, but I know if you go to the store, you pay 15%, then there's no there's no in April you have to pay income tax or state tax or sales tax.
Oh. Well,
it's a one-time charge.
Huh. I wonder how that adds up.
Well, they seem to have roads and bridges.
Yeah, very true. Very true. I mean, it's crazy in this country. You know, you pay taxes on a new item, and then if that item is, well, you know, like, I mean, in one sense, it's like cars. I don't know. Just a lot of it doesn't make sense to me. It's like, why do you have to pay taxes on something that's already had taxes paid on it? It's messed up. Really messed up.
Hmm.
So, and it's true. I mean, used items shouldn't have tax on them. In my opinion. So, I tell you the worst tax is the one, and this is what I found out and why I don't like owning a small business, is employment taxes. You know, and I don't know if you know this, but obviously the employee, the amount of money that's held out of their check for taxes, the employer, you have to pay that. But you don't just have to pay that. You have to pay double that. So it's like, how does that make any sense? And, I mean, it just about breaks you. I know when Trump was in during COVID, he stopped that. He gave a pass on that and said, you know, you don't have to pay that right now. But... They just gouge people. Like I said, they're just trying to destroy, you know, America thrives when small towns thrive. And what they're trying to do, they're just to destroy the one, you're going to destroy the other. So, I mean, I think really the only answer is in numbers. And because it truly is, you know, I think it's a small group. You know, they think you have to have these mass populations to change things. And actually, throughout history, it's been small groups, I believe, that truly brought forth changes. So we just have to keep doing our thing, and possibly it may come to the point to where we all just create our new society and start functioning with each other and ignore the rest of idiocy that's out there. And I
got a clip here I wanted to share. So,
okay.
There's a video where these people are talking about how they would have never voted for Brandon if they saw this. So I wanted to get this
really?
Out. Yeah.
Okay. I want to
hear
this.
We'll listen.
Okay. We got Thomas Sowell on here, man. It was like it's saying Joe Biden is a phony. I guess this is It looks like it's titled Joe Biden is a phony, but when I'm looking at the clip marker, it's Trump versus Biden, and I guess that's the conversation it really had. So whoever titled it, like, I can't say it. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it, man. Let's hear what they talk about.
Yeah, I think many politicians say one thing to get their vote, but then when they get in office, they already have an agenda that
absolutely
they want to launch.
Thomas, when I had you on right before the election, I asked you what you thought Trump versus Hillary, and you said, well, Hillary is a known disaster. Trump is a risk. You'll take the risk. How do you feel about Trump versus Biden?
Not that different, except I think Biden is a bigger risk than Hillary was.
Yo.
Because,
first of all, he's not as smart. And I think that the way things are poised, if he comes in and the Democrats take the Senate, I don't see anything getting better in this generation. I also believe that even though the country has weathered many bad things in the past, there is a point of no return. And I suspect that that's where we're going to be taken to. When I see people talking seriously about abolishing the police force, my gosh, I mean, insanity. And, of course, the biggest losers, if they do that, will be the low-income minority community, where you already have these rising rates of murder as the police withdraw. I mean, the police themselves, when they realize that there are politicians who will throw them to the wolves, rather than confront the loudmouths, they pull back.
Yo.
Man.
When did this clip come out?
I was about to say, too bad we did not know about him before the election.
Yo, when did this come out?
This
came out a year ago.
Oh, man. Well, he truly predicted it.
Man, if I knew about this before, this one clip, but this is 2021 this came out.
Mm-hmm.
We voted. Everyone voted, you know, the world voted. When? 2020?
Yeah.
Obama got out of office in what year?
How many, so he served 2 terms?
Oh, that's right. And so that's when Joe Biden got in office in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because I remember we were back home. And you're right. So it was the year later. I wish I would have, man, what if this was the year before?
But
man,
I'm sure he had some things on his channel that would have definitely allowed us to do a deeper dive.
This is awesome coming from Thomas Sowell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to go out there and risk their lives needlessly, knowing that the politicians will turn against them if there's any problem. But there's so much hanging on this that if that doesn't happen, we are going to be in big trouble.
Yeah.
It means that the Democrats will be able to appoint the next whatever number of Supreme Court justices turn up during their term. They have so many counterproductive policies out there that I'm not sure the country can recover from.
Ooh.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes. And we changed attitudes.
Marshall in the civil rights movement, 1987.
Uh-oh. When I was 17 years old, like many of you, I participated in sit-ins to desegregate the restaurants and movie houses of Wilmington, Delaware.
I came out of the civil rights movement. I was one of those guys that sat in and marched and all that stuff.
A few months later, by despite the claim right before dropping out of the press. Really?
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement.
Concerned.
I was not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling.
They?
I was involved, but I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else. I was a suburbanite kid who got a dose of exposure to what was happening to black Americans when I'm in my own city.
Decades later, I remember when Cameron Dry started making the same claim again. Oh.
Now, when I was a teenager in Delaware, for real, I got involved in the civil rights movement. We have the 8th largest black population in America. Most people don't know that. And I'd go to 8 o'clock mass, and I'd go to Reverend Herring's church where we'd meet in order to organize and figure where we were going to go, whether we're going to desegregate the Rialto movie theater or what we were going to do. I got my education for real the black church. And that's not hyperbole, it's a fact. But I got my education.
So, man, that joke was straight up lied.
I know, but what's the point?
When that joke was about to run, he said what he said. He said that conversation. When he dropped, he was like, well, you know, I kind of like, you know, the area I was around, this area I grew up around, you know, in spirit. It's kind of like it was, I wanted to do that in spirit, but I never do it. Now you're going back to saying I did versus.
Reverend Doc, in the black church, not a joke. Because when we used to get organized on Sundays to go out and desegregate movie theaters and things like that, we do it through the black church.
The challenge for my generation, meaning mine, Milton Friedman's generation, was to establish an intellectually rigorous defense for human liberty.
Mm.
And then he pointed to me and said, the challenge for your generation will be to keep your liberty.
Yes.
How's that project, my generation's project of holding on to liberty, coming along?
Not well. One of the reasons I'm glad to be as old as I am is that it means I may be spared seeing what's going to happen to this country, either internally or as a result of international.
We talked about that. Remember?
Let me hear him finish and finish.
A complication.
Is there anything as you look?
International complication. Mm. We were talking about this. I was like, you know, will we see certain things in our lifetime? And I felt like we would. I felt like in the next 20, 30 years, you know, we're going to see some big things. And I pray that we're not even here for some of those things that are going to happen. Like he said. But he's already had his prime. Thomas O, I think he's in his 90s.
90?
I thought he was in his 90s.
I don't think he's in his 90s.
I think Thomas O is like, Thomas O about 107. He's 92 years old.
What?
He was born in 1930.
Wow.
So he only has just a little time left, you know.
How you know you ain't got, this man can live 100 to be 120 years old. You don't know.
If Thomas O lived 120, you know, all he has is them cheekbones that he got. It'd just be like this. It just by themselves on his head.
Leave him alone. Oh, my gosh. That is so good. That is so good.
At the current prospect for this country and the Western world, that would cause you to dance in the streets?
If I thought that the voters had some sense of realism and that they were concerned with the larger questions rather than who's X, Y said what, I think if the average citizen understood economics as well as it was understood by economists 200 years ago, most of the nonsense that's done in Washington would be impossible politically.
What can we do right now? I mean, so
you missed what he said. He said no. We were more concerned about what instead of somebody's wife saying what.
Yeah.
Really, this would be about just sort of electing more libertarian-minded politicians then? I mean, is that really the only way we can change things, do you think?
No, I think the main thing, people have to know what the facts are themselves. If everyone knew what all the facts were, I think you'd have an entirely different set of people elected.
Mm-hmm.
The utter gullibility of the public that follows such people, believes such people, disregards all hard facts about what such people are actually doing and what the actual consequences of what they're doing are, and just go with the flow of the rhetoric and the wonderful sounding things like, you know, hope and change.
Well, we don't hold elections to make people feel good. We hold elections to find people who have what it takes to have the life and death of millions of Americans and the future of the country in their hands.
Yeah.
Elections are not held just for social participation. They're not held just to vent our emotions.
Mm-mm.
They're held to elect people who will hold our lives and the lives of our loved ones in their hands,
right,
as well as the fate,
exactly,
of the entire nation.
Exactly.
And I think to go out as if we're voting for, you know, for a homecoming queen or something is madness.
Yeah.
I advise in that column that people who really haven't had a chance to study these things and know much about it, that their most patriotic act would be to stay home on election day rather than vote on the basis of their whims or their emotions, which is really playing Russian roulette with the history of the country.
That's so funny, too, because America
–
no, it's a little bit left.
Okay.
But America, that's taught the opposite. Remember how, you know, you say don't
– your ancestors died for you to vote. Get out there and get to the poll.
They die for your vote. You need to go vote. But Thomas Sowell said, listen, you better off staying home than electing and putting the wrong person in office.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened. Let's straight up. If everybody wasn't pushing to go against Donald Trump in the 2020 election, Trump would have won. He would have won. He would have won again. But it was the fact that we were, especially, I'm going to say specifically African Americans, so emotionalized in the situation that the world was going to end. We didn't really know why you should not put Biden in office. We didn't know why. We only saw it from an emotional standpoint from the top run. And then later everything unraveled.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's so true. And this is why you have to do your homework.
Your homework. And I think you're better than that. I mean, I just be like, okay, I'm going with this person. And then he's like, I wish I would not have done that because now I'm a part of the problem.
They had some sense of the loss of freedom, which is infinitely more important than any other specific issues by themselves. That is, Obamacare really is a huge step towards the loss of freedom. I mean, and it happens in small ways, but constantly. I mean,
I didn't see any benefit of it.
The light bulb that we want in our own home. We can't flush the toilet with the kind of toilet we want. We can't take a shower with the kind of shower head we want. We can't put our garbage out except and broken down by the way that some little gauleiters have decided that we ought to do it. I mean, it's just the accretion of these things, many of which are too small to be significant in themselves. But in the aggregate, you can see the tendency of this. The people who think they know better and they ought to be telling us what to do, those people are the danger. And if you don't see that, then I'm not sure what the future is going to be.
And so that's what Thomas Sowell, that was the biggest thing he said. That's the problem on the Democratic side that I never realized back when I was a Democrat, was the fact is Democrats feel like they can fix everything. And when you try to fix everything, you're going to make massive problems when you try to fix the problems we have by forcing things to fix.
But it's the institution. They seek to get the institution to fix the problem versus the individual to fix
the mindset.
To fix their own problem and to create your own institution, you know, to develop and create your own. Okay, let's just say you don't want to be an entrepreneur. You don't want to create the generational wealth of your family, for your family. You know, you want to work for someone and, you know, whatever, to be able to, you know, I guess put it out. I guess what I'm trying to say is, mm-hmm. you know, I truly support the fact of individuals rely more on themselves than the institutions.
Than
and
the
institutions
government.
Are relative. I get it completely.
But you don't want to make an audit decision.
But it should not be a lifelong, generational type of thing.
Yeah. That's just like when I was listening to a conversation recently, and I'm just, you know, I'm going to be brief on this, when he was talking about, you know, when Obama came in, Obama was supposed to do, so basically, the whole conversation on reparations would have been crushed. Why? Instead of giving black people money, you go ahead and you put things in legislation for black people, like you have for the Asians. You know, like an Asian person moves from another country here and they get certain things that you as a black person that's been here forever don't get. That's what they said. That's what Obama was supposed to do. And he didn't. He had a whole other agenda he worked out, and it benefited no black people. And so we have to be mindful on emotionalized picks. So
yeah.
Do your research, like you said.
And that's it. This was really good. I really, really love doing Thomas Sowell's content.
So educational, man. So really so
is.
Forthcoming and so make you stomp your feet and be like, oh, wish I would have known this because I would have.
And I'm sure there's evidence out there to back up what he says.
If before you make a bad decision, you better stand home.
Yep.
Where we taught the opposite.
That's right. And doing your homework. Go out there and find out what these people are voting for. That's what I did when I voted for out here in Corona. I'm like, okay, let me see what this superintendent is talking about. Let me see what this superintendent is talking about. Let me pull over to this and see what this person out here. You know, I did my homework. I did it, and I read, and I found out, okay, no, they're voting for this. I'm kind of cool on that, but I like this.
That's such a wake-up call, and I wish we had this information a while ago. I'm going to keep saying that because it's so on point to what life has started to be.
Yeah.
And there's no way we want this another 4 years of that.
Absolutely not.
So, you got anything else? That's it. That's all
no,
I got for him, man.
This is good.
Like, comment, subscribe. Don't take a nosedive, but comment down in the section below. You can also find us on Rumble at Seaborn.
Sorry, I'm talking to the mute button here, so I was going to say there's one more clip I wanted to play tonight.
Okay.
J.P. Sears, he wanted to discuss how Fox fired Tucker.
Okay.
So I want to hear what he has to say.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Fox News is doing well. But we need to come up with strategies to grow our viewership even more. Well, based on the major reason why people tune into us is based on the honest and courageous journalism of Tucker Carlson, we could bring on additional people who will do more of the same. Great idea. Or we could fire Tucker Carlson. That seems like the exact worst thing we could do.
I like it.
What? Yes, excellent idea, sir. It sounds like Fox and Tucker Carlson are mutually agreeing to part ways.
Exactly.
Wait, how is that anything but a lie and a bad idea? Well, it's just like back in the day, if the New England Patriots cut their MVP quarterback Tom Brady right after winning the Super Bowl, that seems like it'd be a bad idea as well. Not at all. It's just like if you're gambling at a casino and you're way up, you quit while you're ahead. An excellent strategy. Okay, just one question. Tucker brings in 3.5 million nightly viewers, and most of them are objectively Tucker Carlson fans, not Fox News fans. So how will we replace all those viewers? I know, we could continue to pay Tucker Carlson's contract that runs through 2024 to prevent him from broadcasting anywhere else. That would silence him all the way through the 2024 election. Sounds like that would do an excellent job of replacing all of our millions of lost viewers. That doesn't sound like it will replace any viewers, sir.
I like it. Do it.
Okay, so obviously silencing Tucker Carlson will replace millions of viewers, but let's just say it doesn't. Oh, it will, but let's just say it takes a while. Until then, with lost viewers comes lost advertising revenue.
Yeah, we'll lose millions.
Well, not to say the quiet part out loud, but I thought we were money motivated. Well, money is important, but life lesson, sometimes there's more important things than money. Oh, like being principled, pursuing truth, standing on the right side of history? Nah. Then what? Our agenda. What's that? What he meant to say is, being a reliable source of information and pursuing true journalism is what we at Fox News stand for. The globalist agenda is really what matters here.
Dude, but,
true unbiased journalism is what he meant to say for the sake of what we want you to believe. Forgive my skepticism, and with all due respect, Mr. Murdoch, but as a reliable source of conservative perspective, isn't firing the most popular conservative in the country a poor choice? If by that you mean we strive to be the most reliable source of lies people can trust to strengthen the Uniparty. What he meant to say is, Tucker called a senior Fox News executive the C word. Is that who I think it is? Yeah. She kind of is the C word.
She definitely is.
I've never liked her either. Total c***. So he isn't going to be fired over that.
He pretty much spoke for all of us on that one.
I'm starting to think that Fox is just meant to be controlled opposition to the leftist agenda.
And if our star proves to be uncontrollable opposition, then you either got to fire him or give him the old Hillary Clinton body count treatment. Speaking of the C word. Dude, shut the f*** up.
What? She is.
I know, but shut the f*** up about the other thing. What I meant to say isn't what I just intended to say. Fox is a strong conservative outlet fighting the establishment, and we just think getting Tucker out of the way will help us do that even better. You know, go in a different direction.
Okay. Bringing in another, even stronger conservative voice would be good.
Like who?
Cletus, who have we got on the list?
Top choices are either Don Lemon, Brian Stelter, Dylan Mulvaney, or a literal puppet.
Bert and Ernie would be great for the job.
Huh? Okay, seems unanimous. We fire Tucker Carlson, sacrifice viewers, lose millions in ad revenue, and replace him with someone that nobody trusts. And that'll help us get Biden reelected under a believable pretense without any dissenting views. Speaking of puppets, then he stays in office and finishes the job.
Yeah, communism doesn't fully install itself. Oh, after a...
Sorry, I talked through the mute button again.
I was just about ready to say something. Oh, goodness. That first clip, you should send that to me, and we should flood the Internet with it in hopes that everybody else will feel the same way that they do. So if it were that easy, I mean, I don't know how people didn't see that before the election. I mean, there was enough out there, but I guess not if they were just watching the one side of it. So, oh, J.P. Sears, he's funny.
No, I just, I don't know if it's, as much as we think that Donald Trump is going to get 90 million votes, Brandon will get 106 million.
Yeah, I started to say. if he got 300 million votes, Brandon would get, yeah. You know, we all of a sudden would double the population in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. And they would, make people believe it. Say, oh, during COVID, you know, the lockdown. And the gene therapies made everybody grow into adults to vote.
Yeah, but what about if this AI stuff happens, which it will, and then people don't know who's saying what?
Yeah, that's pretty scary because they were saying that they can take anybody's voice. You know, especially the thing that got to me the most was the thing about the children. It's like that they could take a parent's voice and call this, like if the child had a cell phone, call them, or even call the school and pretend that they're there and ask to speak to the child, and they think it's really their parents, and then they go outside and wait on them. I mean, that's terrifying. So, yeah, there's just technology it's risen to that point of showing the true side of it, you know, showing what it was created for. I just hope I won't even, a lot of those sites they're talking about, I won't even go on there and try it. I'm like, no, I'm not touching it. I'm not supporting that stuff in any way. So, it's very, very scary. And I worry about the children. Because you know that they're all exposed to it and they're just going to see it as nothing bad. You know, it's such a natural thing now. I mean,
yeah,
in school,
they won't know.
No, we have to open new schools. So like I said, the new society thing, you know, we got to have our own schools. There's just you know, there are more and more, there's actually even teachers that are quitting and pulling their kids out of school and teaching their own children at home. But, you know, people really have to think about that. And you know, that will be the one good thing about if I close my business in October, you know, I will not hesitate to go school my grandkids. I would do it in a heartbeat if it comes to that. So just have to see. Where is that? Oh, let me find it.
So, yeah, we have one of our friends that wants to come in and say hi. So we got a few minutes.
Okay.
Welcome in, sir.
How you doing, Proof?
Hey, Bianchi.
I have an analogy. Okay, here we go. You got Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, the DNC, and Dominion. It has got something going on, and this is what I think it's going to look like. Now, of course, Tucker's not going to be able to speak through the 2024 election. Will come and go before he's able to get on the air, unless somebody is willing to buy his contract.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, another thing. Dominion received the money from Fox Insurance Company. Fox had to show some defense, which they did, so the insurance company is going to pay them off. Dominion is going to take the money, and they're going to donate to Democratic campaigns and candidates. Also, they're going to do the same thing with their machines that they've done in 2020. That's my analogy.
Well, they were able to get Fox News to pay them without going actually into trial.
Because it was a deal they had.
Right.
And the insurance company, Fox has had insurance on that. Their insurance company paid that. It probably never was $1.6 or $1.7 billion. It was probably somewhere where it is now. Or the insurance company say we'll pay half. But anyway, that's what I'm saying is going to happen. And Joe Biden is not going to campaign. He's not going to debate. So what's Trump going to do? Talk to himself?
Well, he doesn't have to, though. They can rig the election, so it's okay.
There you go.
Sure.
Okay, I'll let you guys get back to you. What little time you got left. Thank you very much.
That's it?
Bye, Bianca.
That was fast. You don't have to leave.
Yeah, well, you only got about 8 minutes. I try to catch you tomorrow a little bit earlier.
I'm trying to kill them, so it's okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, you got anything else, Christina?
So Tucker really can't talk till 2024? Is that on just like...
I don't know how that rumor is or not. I can't verify one way or the other.
Now, there was just a short quote I wanted to read by John Muir. He says, I am losing precious days. I am degenerating into a machine for making money. I am learning nothing in this trivial world of men. I must break away and get out into the mountains to learn the news. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very truthful. Sanity exists there.
Yeah, I think I've pretty much gone over everything I felt like going over tonight, so.
Okay. I was just wondering, I read that about Tucker, but I'm wondering if that, I mean, he can still talk an interview. I guess he just can't go to work for maybe another company or something. I don't know. That's just crazy.
Well, I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, well, I'm glad you're no longer in a bandage. So hopefully you'll rest really well tonight.
I hope so. I 2 days ago I was told that if my wound is 100% healed and I can call and I don't have to put the bandage on, and this bandage I've done 5 times over 2 days, and I'm like, I think it's done, unless I like get a magnifying glass and see if there's anything. But at that point, I'm not going to stress over it. So,
well, no, I mean, if it's completely closed, it should be okay, and it's not red or anything.
So,
I mean,
it's either completely closed or like 99.5% closed.
Okay.
Either way, it's like having a minor scrape on your foot or finger or something. So at some point you decide, you know what, I don't need a Band-Aid anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
That's where I'm at.
Okay.
So I decided that today after the bandage fell off for the 5th time in 2 days that, you know what, I'm not going to keep bandaging something if there's no hole.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That might have been a sign.
True. So, I don't have to wear a bag on my arm or either of my feet anymore. I don't have to wrap up in saran wrap. I'm feeling much better.
Good. Very good.
I'm still waiting for the day to hear that you actually left the house and spent all day at work without shoes on.
Hey, I told you, when I'm outside, I have no problem with that, walking in dirt.
You're in your own building.
If you can't trust your own building,
that's your own fault.
I know, but it's true. But there, you know, people do walk in there. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't like the bottoms of shoes. Bring in a lot.
See, I think it's. Anyway, I'm not saying that you're right or wrong. It's not about that. It's just the typical mindset of an average person in America.
Yeah.
It's that concept, like. You could wear something as thin as 3 sheets of newspaper held on by a hair tie, and you'll think you're so safe and protected, and no one will say anything. But the second you don't have that fake protection on, then everybody gets so worried. And I promise you, the world's not going to end. If you try it. And if you try it and don't like it, you can say, you know what, I tried it, it wasn't for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I have no problem like with what people would think of it. No, that's not me. I just, like I told you, I'm just, you know, I like dirt dirty. I don't like, you know, people coming in there and there sometimes.
See, I'm just telling you, I promise you, you're overthinking it. And this, and I strongly think that is one of the reasons why I was able to heal so quickly.
Yeah.
Two things. One, the nitric oxide that I strongly believe in, but two, living a barefoot lifestyle and just the whole grounding effect, I think really helped my body get back in shape. So, I'm going to, I would just love to hear that you tried it one day. And if you didn't like it, like I said, there's no no big loss.
Yeah. I'll have to have a barefoot day at my store.
Yeah.
I'll have to run that. That's a good idea. That'd be fun.
Yeah, and you can bring all the members that are in the area in to help you make some money. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Yeah, because I am curious to know if there's any around here.
Well, you know the group to post in and find out.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, but until then, we just got the 60-second buzzer in my ear, so that means that outro music is going to come on, and it's going to be too loud for us to talk here in a second. And then that's it. So,
all
Christina,
right.
Thank you so much for being here.
All right.
Everyone else, we'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the negative show here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Negative 9, and